You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to read the book World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. Download the free cancer treating protocols at my website under free downloads. And don't forget to eat your 10 apricot kernels a day. If you eat 10 apricot kernels a day, you can't get cancer. Pretty neat, isn't it? The second hour, we have Jimmy Gensling back with us. This is our Firearms Monday. We talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, legal matters regarding firearms. And Jimmy's website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Our firearms tip of the week is small unit tactics. Look it up on the Internet. There's several videos on teamwork. And what you want to do is work on movement and cover as a small unit, 2, 4, preferably like 6 people at a time working together. And that's our tip of the day. Any questions, you can always email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com, and we'll see if we can forward some stuff to you that you can work with. On the 1911, just a moment ago.
Yes, sir.
The thing is, if it's, is yours a Series 70 or is it a Series 80?
Series 80.
Okay, you'll have less problems with the 80. On Brownells, look up the extended ejector. The fitting on those is less than the Series 70. So when you get it in and everything, push out the roll pin. You don't have to push it all the way out. Normally about an eighth of an inch or so. Protruding on the right side is enough. And there should be a space underneath the ejector that you can get a very small screwdriver in and rock it back and forth and get it to raise up and come out. And put your new ejector in and I use a brass hammer and tap it down and make sure it's in place.
Okay.
And then when you put the pin back in, now another thing too, you're going to have to put a groove in the new ejector before you put the pin back in. So what I recommend is to take a very, very sharp pencil and put it in the hole on the left side, and you'll touch the leg of the ejector where it's coming down, and rotate that pencil, and then when you pry that out, you're going to see a very fine carbon mark on there, and then you're going to take a file, and you're going to notch that right on that pencil mark in the front, and you only have to notch it like a 32nd of an inch or so. And
okay.
Use the very corner of the file to do that. So you have a little V notch in it. Tap it back into place, and then when you tap the pin back into place, it will go into that notch, and it will wedge it solidly where it won't move. Once that's in, no barrel, no spring, no nothing. Just put the slide in it and ease it back and see if it contacts anywhere on the ejector. And it's going to take a little bit of filing normally. And easiest way to do it is to take a Sharpie and mark all sides of the ejector. And then when you bring the slide back and it sticks, you bring the slide back forward and you'll see a mark on there where it contacted. And there's going to be a little bit of fitting work to do that to get it to fit, and all you want is so that the slide will function on it with just the slightest amount of drag, and then that way it'll do the final wear in itself for a perfect fit.
But, well, that sounds great. I appreciate that, Jimmy. I found this great slogan, this sign that says Wolf. The slogan is Turn your gun to junk, Yankee dog. When I saw that, I laughed for about 10 minutes. I guess people have had a lot of experiences with that stuff. But thank you, Jimmy. That's the kind of stuff I need to find out about. And well, by the way, could I ship this to you and have you do it?
Drop me a note offline. Email me first.
At your email? I got your email address.
And,
all right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, thank you, Fred. We appreciate the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Solving people's problems here, aren't we, Jimmy?
Well, I try. I don't have all the answers. But 1911, like I said, I've got an excellent teacher that is teaching me to build them from the ground up. And I love it whenever we have a gun show and I take it in, take one I'm working on, and I hand it to him. And he's a semi-retired Navy SEAL in a wheelchair. They still use him for a lot of consulting work and everything else. And I'll hand it to him, and he'll work it a little bit and do this and that. And doing good. However, and I always look for the however. And but when I do get it close to writing everything, he's never short of letting me know I'm doing good. So maybe someday.
But right.
It's all fun, and as long as you enjoy what you're doing and you can help people occasionally, it's always great. And I just saw something come up here, John, on my email. For anyone interested, I just got a note that says that Sig Sauer is going to be offering a limited run of the M17 modular handgun systems to the public.
Really?
So no other details on it. If you're interested in the Sig M17 pistols, ladies and gentlemen, you might go over to their website or something and look it up. But it says they're going to make a small quantity of them available to the civilian market. So, Sig makes a good gun. I like some of their products. But anyway, oh, another thing, John. On RBN this weekend, I heard one host talking to an individual, and the individual that he was talking to was from California, and obviously a educated person as far as guns and everything go, and a trainer, but the guys were talking about gun shows, and I heard a couple of remarks made on there that were really wrong, and I thought maybe some of our listeners, everything, catch the same shows and everything on the weekends, but ladies and gentlemen, when you go to a gun show, what they refer to as the gun show loophole is simply an individual that owns a rifle or a handgun or whatever, selling it at the gun show, much like you would go to a yard sale, or you go to a, you answer an ad in the paper for a 1965 Chevy. You go and you look at it, and if it's what you want, then you work out a deal and you buy the Chevy and you drive it home. Same thing with a private sale at a gun show. Now, this individual that was talking on the radio made the comment, and the host and him got into a discussion of not doing paperwork on private sales. And it really kind of took me back, because I've listened to this person before and had a pretty good understanding of what they're discussing, but they were actually promoting the doing the background checks and everything on private sales. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the one part of gun shows that irritate all of the liberals. That is the gun show loophole that they talk about it, and it's not a loophole at all. It is private sales. If John is at the shooting range and training someone and they really like his handgun and they make him an offer that he thinks is reasonable, and John sells it to the person, there is nothing wrong with that. That is not illegal. Now, where it can become illegal is if you know that the person is a felon or you suspect something really creepy about it and sell it to them anyway. The guy commits a crime and then somehow they link it back to you. Then there can be some legal hassle on it. Depends on just how hard they want to push it. But the individual sales have always been legal. Don't let anybody kid you on it. I've been doing the gun show circuit now for a long time, and it's amazing that there are some people that will come into a gun show and look at a rifle or whatever and want to buy it and just absolutely flabbergasted they don't have to fill out paperwork. And that's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. So it really kind of took me aback that first off, that the individual seemed to be misinformed on it, but was also promoting that fact that there should be background checks on private sales. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't ever want that, because that is the door, that is the whole camel under the tent, not just the nose, on gun registration.
So, that's right. That's right.
There's
absolutely
something else interesting that happened last week, John, that I'm still trying to figure out. I haven't gotten an answer on it yet. There was a shooting somewhere last week. A guy killed his girlfriend or her friend or so anyway, and then shot himself. No, was shot by the police. And they were going through and checking everything out, and they came up with paperwork that where he filled out the paperwork to buy the handgun and sent it in, and 2 months after he had purchased the handgun, they notified the dealer that he had a restraining order and was not supposed to have the handgun. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what the flag on that is this. When you go into a gun shop and you fill out the forms for the background check, if everything blasts right through, then you pay for the gun and you walk out. in normal states. I think California is different. But anyway, in normal states, normal, reasonable people, background check goes through, you pay for the gun, and you leave. Now, if for some reason the background check does not go through immediately, then, you know, there's a pause on it or a hold. Sometimes 90% of the denials are false positives on this. But anyway, if something holds it up and there's not a denial, it's just going to take a while to come back because too many people are running paperwork at the time. After 3 days, let's say you go in on Friday morning and you look at the gun and everything, or let's say Monday morning. You go in Monday morning, you look at the gun, you decide what you're going to buy, fill out the paperwork, and it doesn't immediately go through. Then Thursday, the gun shop will normally call you because they want the sale and say, hey, nothing ever came back on this. You can come in and pick up the gun. If the background check, if the FBI does not respond in 3 days, then you're good to go. You can buy the gun, no problem. Now, occasionally, a few days after that time frame, one will pop up that, yes, this is a felon or whatever, and they will notify the locals to go and retrieve the firearm. What happens after that, I don't know. I've never heard an actual, honest-to-goodness story of what happened. But the fact is this, John, and this is what bugged me. 3 months, and the paperwork is supposed to be destroyed after that, ladies and gentlemen. After 3 days, if the FBI does not contact them back, all that paperwork is supposed to be destroyed. 3 months later, John, they contact the dealership, the gun shop, to let them know that this guy shouldn't have bought the gun.
That is a little late then. It's a little late then, isn't it?
Well, it's late then, but according to the regulations, the program on the NICS check is supposed to be set that after so many hours or days or whatever it is that's in the program, it clears itself. It's no longer in there unless it is flagged by the person doing the check. Something hinky may come up. The person, okay, I'll get back to this in a minute, flags it, and then it stays there. And then I think it's only supposed to be there for like 5 days or 10 days, from what I was told. But the fact of the matter is, 3 months later, they come back and come down on that. It's raised a lot of questions with people on how come it was still floating in there that long. It brings up questions of registrations and such as that and everything. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, you go into the gun shop and you buy a rifle, a shotgun, and 2 handguns, you only fill out 1 form. You fill out 1 form, it goes in for the background check, it clears, and you buy however many rifles or shotguns or whatever it is that you're going to buy at that time. So, yes, there may be a link up of some way of registration that some people are fearing, but it's only going to tell you that something was purchased. Or possibly nothing was purchased at all, that just the background check was run. While you're waiting for the background check to go, you might decide, well, maybe I can get this for a better price, stop the sale, but the paperwork is still there. So, more food for thought, John.
Absolutely.
Hinky things happen.
Absolutely.
So, but anyway, back to the team training that we were talking about and everything, we discussed a few weeks back about training with your family for shooting partners, handguns and rifles and such as that.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient, and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Okay. We were talking about the small unit tactics and such as that and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, another thing just to consider. We had a discussion with one of our friends this weekend about this. They've got a nice bolt-action rifle and everything that they like for hunting, and just a really fine piece of equipment. It's one of the older 700 ADLs in 25-06. And we were discussing home defense and everything, and they started looking at the AR platforms and such for tactical and home defense. And then on the variations of the AR, we got even to talking about the AR pistols and the options on the what an AR pistol is, ladies and gentlemen. You remove the stock and have just a straight buffer tube on your AR rifle, and you take the upper off and you put a new upper on it or different barrel that has a pistol length barrel on it, i.e. 7.5 inches, 10 inches, whatever. And you now have an AR pistol. The difference between the pistol and the rifle configuration is you do not put the buffer tube against your shoulder, because then with ATF rules it becomes a short barrel rifle, i.e. tax stamp. Or the way I teach people to use it is to simply use the cheek rest on it. Just like you do with your rifle, you get your cheek weld. You're putting your cheek weld on the buffer tube, and it's nowhere near your shoulder. And he got to thinking about that, and he got really interested in the fact of having one lower and being able to have either the AR pistol or the standard rifle upper, and again, in many different calibers. So think about it, ladies and gentlemen, if you AR platform is an excellent hunting weapon. You're going to be limited in range, and only by then by caliber and distance. If you do have the money and you're so inclined, I really do recommend looking at one rifle that would be strictly for putting food on the table type situation. And that would be a good bolt gun. There's a Ruger and Remington all have new lines coming out right now, synthetic stock rifles in all the popular calibers, all the way from 223, which would be redundancy, all the way up to your 40 caliber rifles. And look at adding to your armory one particular rifle, or maybe a couple. But in either semi-automatic, I would actually prefer to see you go with a bolt gun. Less maintenance, less chance of problems and everything else. But chambered in a common hunting caliber. The reason I use the word common, 6.5 Creedmoor is an outstanding rifle that is out there. It's very, very popular right now. 6.5 Grendel, 6.8 SPC. These are all calibers that you find in the AR platform and also in bolt guns that are very, very popular, very, very accurate. Problem is, you can't walk into any True Value or Walmart and find ammunition for them. If you don't have a stockpile of ammunition for them, you can be out in the dust. You know, basically have a very expensive club. So when I say common calibers, I'm talking 243, 308, 30-06. The common hunting calibers of the American West is what you want in a bolt gun, for the simple fact that you can find any of those three bullets in any city that does have a shop or a store that sells ammunition. It's like in the pistol calibers and everything. People love, I love 40 Smith & Wesson. Very popular handgun. However, some places it's very hard to find 40 and Smith & Wesson ammunition. You can find 9mm and 45 ACP all day long. So whenever you're looking at adding a new weapon to your armory, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at and focus on what I call the common calibers. In handguns, 38, 357 mag, 44 mag, 44 special, 9mm, 45 ACP. All of those, you can find ammunition in practically any town that has a gun shop or someplace, somebody that sells ammunition.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it is truly our project, I couldn't not possibly do this by myself, our project of finding images of maps on movies and TV shows showing new coastlines on continents continues to move forward, wrapping up this first exciting year. We're going to start the second year here in a couple of months, couple of weeks. And if you find one, a lot of people have discretionary time, especially between Christmas and New Year's, to watch movies and TV shows they don't normally have. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. A lot of fun. Let's move that forward. Also, of course, energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the little country post office where you can get all the coffee you want to drink for 75 cents at the Cherryville store there where the Cherryville post office is, and ship them out to you. Same thing with the mattress pads. I reconfigure them the way they come from the factory, make them compatible to the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal as well as MasterCard and Visa. And of course, you can send me a check. My address is at the web, at my website, thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling here, with Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And this is Firearms Monday. We got a caller on hold here. We got Ron in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Ron.
Good to hear from you. Talk to you today. Hey, I've got a little question about something, or I'm not trying to, you know, say something bad about you, but I think if, you were talking about the short barrel rifles. Okay, when you have a pistol, I'm fixing to start a gun store here in Mineral Wells, Texas, and I've already got with the ATF, and I do gun shows on the weekends, and I do sell a lot of stuff like that. And back in September of this year, or the last September, the ATF did allow you to legally put that shoulder that. Yeah, yeah, you can shoulder it, and you can, as long as it's a sig brace, the blade, or just the plain old buffer tube.
Right. That the only problem I didn't bring that up on that is to prevent people from making it a habit of trying to shoot it like that.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not going to get in trouble, and as long as it, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You had it right there. You're
getting
ready
to
what I was
saying is, yeah, as long as they're not going to get in trouble at the shooting range, and if they have that letter that comes with the brace or the sig brace or the blade, as long as you carry that on you at all times, you're fine. And, you know, it's not something that a lot of people always like, well, can I throw it up my shoulder? Yeah. Yeah, you can now. You used to, you couldn't. You know, I give that at all the gun shows. I just had a gun show this weekend, sold two. Guys are like, really? I can do that? I said, yes, sir. As long as you have, you know, and I give them a, if I put a sig brace together on something, I would give them the ATF letter, and that way they have it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes, sir.
I had to do that,
it's great to hear from you guys.
Yeah, I had to do that a couple of years ago when I was selling to 80% lowers. Was I provided a copy of the ATF letter that the 80% lower was not a gun. And
yeah.
Boy, you and I both, we have to deal with a lot of strange questions sometimes, don't we?
Well, I'm learning more and more, sir. You know, like I said, I'm fixing to start a store. I've never been a business before, but I'm starting one in April in Mineral Wells. And I've been working with a lot of my buddies, and I'm learning a lot of things that are really crazy. Like, if I can bring it up real quick, you know, like if you're selling lowers, and you can put as many, you know, they here in Texas, I guess it's everywhere. Once you buy more multiple guns that are, you know, the person that's doing the background check has to do fill out that form where it's the multiple guns on there. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you buy two semi-automatics, well, then you have to fill it out and send it into the ATF. And, but if you do, you can do 10 lowers and you don't have to fill that form out. That was crazy. I couldn't believe that because they're calling it not a gun, but then they do call it the gun.
Right.
If it's just a strip lower. Or if it's, even if it's all the way put together, except with not having the upper on it.
Exactly. Well, I'll give you a little hint. And if you'll email me, I'll send you a copy of this letter to put in your files from the ATF. But it was determined back in the court case with Aries about 6 years ago. They had the ATF agent on the stand, and, of course, they were trying to make Aries look like the biggest, baddest, meanest people in the world until the prosecutor asked him one question that they didn't want, really want the answer to. And ATF regulations, the firearms regulations, state that the gun is the portion which houses the firing mechanism, i.e. the trigger mechanism, houses bolt or chambering device, and the barrel. It has to have those three components. There's a fourth one mentioned, and I can't remember what it is, but those three minimum components have to go together to be the gun. So that would mean that a Mauser action is the gun. The 1911 frame is the gun, et cetera, so on and so forth. The AR platform is the fly in the ointment because the firing mechanism is in the lower. You have the trigger mechanism, the magazine feed. That's the other part, the bullet feeding device. Are all in the lower. The bolt, the firing pin, and the barrel are in the upper, a separate component.
Yep.
So according to, and this ATF agent made the comment on the stand, according to ATF rules, neither the upper nor the lower of an AR is the gun. It can only be the gun when they're all assembled.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's what I wasn't understanding. You know, I got with my buddy, and he's like, I said, well, we got to fill out that multiple. The guy bought five complete lowers from you. And he goes, no, they're not considering that the gun. And I'm like, okay, well, that's the whole thing. And they always say that's the gun, the lower, even if it's a strip lower. And he's like, no, sir. And so I've learned.
Drop me an email, and I'll send you a copy of that letter.
Okay. Yeah, that and another thing I've learned, and I didn't even know this. You know, a gentleman that comes across the border, and he's working here as a migrant worker and has a card, but he's not here, you know, he's not a full-blown citizen, can actually buy a gun from you. Did you know that, too?
Yes.
But yeah. I'm in New Mexico,
and I travel to your gun show in Texas. You cannot legally sell me a handgun.
No, sir. That's the same thing in Oklahoma. They just got done with the big water maker. Yeah. But they there's some kind of a deal that you actually can sit with somebody from that state, and they can do the paperwork or the background check for you. There's a way of doing something like that that the ATF says you can do that, right?
Yes. In fact, the gentleman that teaches me how to build 1911s does this. He has
it's kind of like doing a transfer, right?
And one in Texas. So if
he's
in Texas and sells there, it's normal. If he's in New Mexico and someone wants to sell the guy a handgun, James can use his Texas license, do the background check on that one, clear the guy, and then he can buy it in New Mexico.
Yeah, it's almost like doing a transfer, right, sir?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So any way that we can help you on that, you do not hesitate to call us or drop me an email. We'll do all we can to help you.
Okay. Kind of keep your eye open for it because mine is a catchy email, and it's going to be the name of the store. It's called An Eye for an Eye, Guns and Ammo. So when I drop you the email, then you'll know that's me, and my name is Ron.
All right, Ron. You have a marvelous week.
Hey, you have a great day, too, Jimmy. Thank you so much, JR, and you keep up the good work. You're doing great for us, sir.
Okay.
You're out there
Ron,
preaching the work, and I tell everybody about you every day. Listen to
All
JR,
right.
man. He tells us prepper tips and everything. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I think we're making some progress here, Jimmy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and I love the name of that gun shop.
Yep.
An eye for an eye. I love that. That's definitely a first. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's what this show is all about. John and I will do anything we can to help you. If we've got the answer, we'll give it to you on the air. If we don't, I'll find it. You know, you can drop me an email or I'll write it down and the next week we'll cover it. But that's the whole purpose of this Firearms Monday. John and I can sit here over a cup of coffee and talk guns weeks on end. And it's the fun part. But what really makes it worthwhile is when we have the callers that call in and have the questions. And we can maybe not always help, but we can at least point them in the right direction. And that's what I enjoy about it most.
Me too. Yep. Well, let's continue here, Jimmy.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to bring up today is kind of a side thought on this. Ladies and gentlemen, on your rifles, equip them with a sling. A lot of people think that a sling is intended for carrying the rifle. Believe it or not, the sling is an aid in helping you to shoot better. And
unless it's on an AR.
Well, if the AR's got a free-floating handguard, we're okay. But on the stock, A1 and A2s that do not have the free-floating handguard, no, it is not an advisable technique. As John has said before, it puts torque on the barrel and it changes everything. So, but no, a good quality swing, and right now, probably there are so many out there right now, John, it's unbelievable. Everything from the mill standard, my old favorite, leather swings, all the way up to the, I've seen some ungodly prices on swings, ladies and gentlemen. And believe it or not, there's not much more than a dime's bit of difference in any of them. Size, color, materials are about the only things that'll change. And the best, in my opinion, still to this day, is the canvas M14 swing that you'll see it at gun shows occasionally, Army surplus a lot of times. It's an inch and a quarter wide, double-wrapped canvas web and green, and it has got a quick-release system on it for adjustments. And ladies and gentlemen, that has got to be the sturdiest swing I've ever used in my life. And I've got it on over half of my rifles. Because with the nylon, over time it will stretch. We all know that if you get nylon too close to a campfire or an open flame, it will melt. The canvas doesn't have that. Yeah, it will eventually catch fire, but not nearly as quickly. You can actually rest it against a light bulb and it won't melt. Don't try that with your nylon swing. But
no.
It's a tool, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'll do a Google on it, well, in fact, if you can email me and you can read PDF, I've got an excellent little handout on using the swing. And it shows all the different patterns and everything of using the swing, standing, sitting, kneeling, prone, all different aspects of using the swing and how to properly adjust it. And that email is jimi@hdc-nm.com. And I'll get back with you and I'll get you a copy of that little book. It's just so simple. It's about a 10-minute read. And once you understand the basics of it, it makes everything about using the swing so simple. And you will be amazed. When we do Appleseed, the very first red coat that we do, we tell them, shoot it any way you want. Just shoot it like you normally shoot. If they use a swing, fine. If they don't use a swing, fine. If they want to do it sitting, okay, prone, we don't care. We tell them, shoot this one the way you normally shoot. And then after that, we go through and we teach them the basic steady hold factors, and we teach them how to properly use the swing, how to adjust the swing, everything. And then as we start going through the rest of the Appleseed, we're fine-tuning those steady hold factors and the use of that swing and the six steps to firing the shot. By the end of the first day, it is amazing, because we'll shoot another red coat at the end of the day. And it's amazing in that one day to see the improvement. Then on the second day, we start off with a refresher. We go through all the things that we covered the first day rather quickly, and we get on the line, and we'll do a couple of squares to start off with just to make sure everything is fine and functioning properly, and then start on the AQTs again. And the AQT is the Army Qualification Test. It has four stations. They're all timed. The first one is standing. You've got 10 shots in 2 minutes. The second one is a transition from standing to sitting, which is 55 seconds for 10 rounds, two magazines. And then the third stage is transition from standing to prone. You have 65 seconds, and you have a mag change in there. And then the last one is start in prone, stay in prone, five-minute time limit, 10 rounds at the 400-yard target square silhouette. It is amazing, John, to sit there and watch how people progress through the day. And the
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch that. Isn't it? We got our last break here. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 18th of December. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, Jimmy.
All right, John. You know, I was thinking during the break there and everything. We all appreciate and love our doTERRA oils, our essential oils. Sotera takes a large accumulation of product and reduces it down to the absolute essence, the essential oil, and that is the productive part of everything. If you were to take appleseed, what they teach in 2 days, take that whole pile of stuff and reduce it down to its essence. The essence of the appleseed is two subjects, steady hole factors and the 6 steps to firing the shot. And anyone can work on those. The difficulty that all appleseed instructors have, and they had to overcome it in themselves before we could ever teach it, and that was overcoming the bad habits we had developed over time. And ladies and gentlemen, if you take the time and the dedication to work on the steady hole factors and learn the 6 steps to firing the shot, you'll improve your marksmanship. And I'm going to surprise you with something. Both of those things transfer over to pistol shooting as well. If you apply the same concepts, even all the way down to natural point of aim, everything transfers to pistol. Not for the long-range shooting part of it, but definitely for the accuracy part. So this coming year and everything, go to appleseedinfo.org, look up your area, look at the appleseed coming up in the future for this year. Make your New Year's resolution to find an appleseed and go to it with your family. And I'm talking about the whole family. I don't care if the youngest boy is 8 years old. The youngest rifleman that we ever made with our cadre was 8. And the young man did it all on his own. And he did very, very well. So that's what I'll leave you with, because next Monday is going to be Christmas. Adal will be here.
No.
And then one after that is New Year's. I don't know what the call is on that yet. But, ladies and gentlemen, for the new year, look up an appleseed, appleseedinfo.org. Check out your area and set up plans to go to one, because you'll never regret it, and you'll have 2 days of absolute marvelous fun, learn a lot about history, and learn how to shoot a lot better. So until then, looks like we're going to have a little bit of a break here. JIMI at hdc-nm.com or 575-513-2842. You got a question, comment, you need some assistance on something, use either one of those, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimmy, thank you. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll look forward to having you back. It may be next year. It will be. Okay, thank you.
It will be, either way.
It will be. You're right. It will be. Okay, that's it for the day. My goodness, what a great show we had today. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green with us, I hope, as usual. Wednesday, Professor McKinney. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.